Before we can dive into how to improve DEI, we have to define it. In short, DEI stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Diversity is representation. Equity is equal access to opportunity, and inclusion is creating a sense of belonging by ensuring that everyone feels welcomed and valued. Just like anything that's widely discussed, there's a lot of misinformation out there. Let's start by clearing up what DEI isn't. What DEI isn't? If you ask someone what DEI is, you'll probably get several different answers. Unfortunately, some of them might represent these initiatives and their purpose in a negative light. This, of course, isn't conducive to making change, so let's debunk some myths about DEI before we go any further. 1. It's not about othering. DEI isn't about shining a spotlight on any particular person or group that we perceive as different. We don't get to make the judgment that someone is different. We have to ask them how they perceive themselves and let them tell their own story instead of making assumptions. 2. It's not about shaming, blaming, or attacking anyone's character. No one should get shamed, blamed, or disinvited from the conversation. Often when we talk about discrimination or isms, there is a person or group of people who might feel like they're at fault, especially if they're in a dominant group. They might feel as if they're causing these discrimination situations or feel like their character is being attacked. It makes sense. At the very center of everyone's identity is their character. None of us want our character to be challenged or undermined, so naturally we might get defensive if we feel like our core is being attacked. So when we enter these conversations, we need to encourage self-awareness for everyone involved. That especially includes white men who might feel strongly that they're the target of these conversations, as they're the dominant group in many corporate environments. We want to allow them to feel like they have a voice here because we absolutely need everyone's voice. And if white men are still dominating the workforce, it doesn't make sense to exclude them. In fact, what makes more sense is to invite them in and allow them to feel like their voice is just as valuable as everyone else's. DEI discussions are an equalizer.